If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Good morning, John Fugelsang.
Hello, Steffers from the New York Bureau. How are you feeling, white girl?
I am much better, my friend. Thank you for your sweetness. Did you see I wrote a group email to all my friends about your superhero dim?
He jumped into
the orchestra pit after me. He could have been seriously injured.
I want everyone to know, because there's been a lot of misconception about this. I didn't rescue Stephanie. By the time I landed, and it's an 8-foot drop, but I landed on my feet. By the time I landed, Stephanie was already on her own feet. So Mama recovered right away.
X-nay on that. We're working on the lawsuit here, John. She was lying in agony.
John, you know, we were saying yesterday, Jim coined a new phrase for me. I am both athletic and spazzy. I am spazletic.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, the doctor backstage said if I wasn't so athletic, it would have been a lot worse. But I realized that I landed on my feet. I stayed on my feet. That's why I think I tore something in my knee. I thought I fell, but I didn't. I landed like a cat.
It was quite a drop. The bottom of my feet and my legs were so sore the next day. So it's all testament to how healthy and strong you are, Mama. And the challenging thing was getting the audience settled down afterwards. I came out and I assured them that you'd be back on your back in no time.
Thank you so much. Thank you, John. Yeah. I appreciate that little whore
joke. What I did was I got on stage and my opening line, Rick Unger. God bless Rick Unger, by the way, the unsung hero of our show, because he opened the show, brought you out, and then he came out and did panel with us, and he brought me out to calm the crowd down. And my opening line was, I said to the crowd, I hope you guys all enjoyed Stephanie's impersonation of Debbie Wasserman Schultz's political career.
And
they were some good Democrats. They were some good Democrats. They laughed, and then we had a party.
Being my ecclesiastical mook, you know that was God repaying me for the Carly Fiorina joke I did about the orchestra pit when I first got on stage. I made a joke about it, and God, yes, God got me.
Thing. Frangela was great. Unger came out and joined us in panel, and he was great. And for all those folks that came to see you, after the end of the show still ran 2 hours. There were only 3 requests for refunds of the whole audience. And usually when Stephanie's there, it's in the dozens.
Hey, that's very sweet of you, John. You're just, you know what, we're back to normal. Tragedy plus time has equal comedy, and that's fantastic.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, listen, they got my best 15 minutes ever. I could have died. It would have been fine. I went out on a big laugh.
Well, the reason why it was so tragic, seriously, is not just because you could have gotten hurt, but because Stephanie Miller was crushing it. Your new material on Melania Trump was so freaking funny.
Oh.
They were roaring. I mean, someone had to have filmed it. They were really going crazy, and it was a great set. I'm so excited to see you finish your material tomorrow night.
Look what I have. Look what I'm making. Listen. It's a dress made entirely of bubble wrap. It'll be fantastic. We can all pop this later at the meet and greet. It's going to be fantastic. So, John, anyway, thank you and Frangela. You were fantastic. It was fantastic. It was like the end of The Rose. When she collapses and someone yells, get a doctor. It was very exciting.
Mm.
Anyway, so
great.
San Francisco, you're on your way. Frangela's on their way to San Francisco, right?
I'm doing the final Page Six TV right now, and then I do my SiriusXM show, and then I go to the rap party, and then I'm on a flight late tonight
to
San Francisco. And I cannot wait to get back. 5 years since we played the city. And it's going to be a really great show at the Herbst Theater tomorrow night. What a beautiful venue.
Yes, Bob Seska, our celebrity guest on panel, Rachel Maddow's daddy and mommy will be there. It's very exciting. All right. Oh, and you tweeted, stop being shocked at Clint Eastwood. You act like you never saw an 80-year-old man talking to his stool. Yeah, he's... he said we're a C generation, right?
You know, I'm not really sure. Yeah, well, I want to be part of the generation too. How do I sign up for that?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
The generation, if you ask me, it's really, really sad. Clint Eastwood is one of the greatest American directors ever. I think Unforgiven might be the best movie of the last 25 years. I think he deserved the Best Actor Oscar for Million Dollar Baby. And you know, he's not a racist, but he's an ignorant racist. I mean, he can say these things, and I'm sure that, you know, we didn't have the word racism back then. Well, you didn't have the word misogyny. You didn't have the word child abuse back then.
Right.
The species are obliged to get better with each passing generation. You know, for Clint Eastwood to say that racism, I mean, it's like Duck Dynasty level ignorance. And I kind of think that Medgar Evers or Emmett Till would have a very different take on what it was like than the white heterosexual male Mr. Eastwood.
Yeah. For people that hadn't heard, he's calling out the C generation. That's us. For being too politically correct, says anyone offended by Donald Trump's histories and racist remarks should just get over it. He said Trump is onto something because he's just saying what's on his mind. Yeah, and he said secretly, everyone's getting tired of political correctness, kissing up. That's the kiss-ass generation we're in right now. We're really in a C generation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Again, sign me up for that generation, because I'll take it over the clueless, ignoracist generation that preceded it. It's, what's really sad about this is that young people are not going to remember Clint Eastwood as one of our greatest directors. They're going to remember him as a doddering old racist who talks to furniture.
Exactly. John Fugelsang, you're all over the place here. First of all, your ratings for the Page Six TV show is good. I just saw that this morning.
Oh, man, it's really good. It's scary good. We're beating insane shows in different time slots and different markets, and we're beating some of the big guys, so it's promising. We'll see.
Hooray, hooray. John Fugelsang, yeah. Page Six TV. And
our three-week summer trial comes to an end today, just in time for the Justin Bieber penis pictures. So culturally, we've got our finger on the pulse, or other parts.
Fantastic. So, wait a minute. So, Deep Dive Radio, what are you doing? You're broadcasting live from an ocean submersible August 9th.
We are setting a record and making radio history next Tuesday in Bermuda on my show at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. We've been planning this for 6 months. Oliver Steeves is one of the many scientific explorers we have on our show. And this is through Necton submarines. And what we're doing is it's a two-man submersible off the coast of Bermuda that's attached to a yacht. These are like the kind of things that James Cameron and DiCaprio do to relax on the weekends. We are going 1,000 feet below sea level, off of the side of an undersea cliff at the edge of the Bermuda Triangle to
do you understand we have several sexy liberal shows coming up?
Listen,
did I okay this?
It's the deepest conversation in broadcast history, and that's what we're going for. Just when you thought that TV's Frank and I couldn't sink any lower, there's a phone line in this little two-man submersible, and we're connecting it. Neil and Jorge are going to be on top of the ship, and we will be below broadcasting from a submarine to a boat to a satellite to Sirius XM radios. And our guests include David Crosby, Lewis Black, and a guy who just wrapped a production on a little indie film in Ireland, Mark Hamill. Episode 8.
They're all going to be in that little sub?
No, celebrity call-ins, John. Pay attention. All right. And James Cameron, too, right?
James Cameron was going to be there, but we had to move the date because of Page Six, and he wasn't free. But we might do it again in the fall with James Cameron.
All right. Deep Dive Radio. Okay, go ahead and fill in your own joke about Dive Radio for Mama. But that's a whole different, because I'm part of the C generation. That's not important now. John, let's stipulate that not only do we have San Francisco Saturday night, tomorrow night, kids, get those last remaining tickets. We have September 10th, the big show, Chicago Theater. Oh, yeah. October 1st, New York City at the K Theater, right? And then November 5th is the big Sexapalooza here in Los Angeles, right? Saban Theater. And what's the other big news about that, John?
Well, that show is going to be filmed for an event for Fathom Entertainment that will be broadcast in 400 movie theaters nationwide.
Yeah.
You can come see us in L.A. on the 5th, and then 2 days later on Election Day Eve, you can see us in 2D, which we kind of are in person anyway.
Yes.
2D is an improvement for
How would I find tickets for that, John, or where the movie theater near me is?
Well, I would imagine you would go to fathomentertainment.com.
No, fathomevents.com.
Fathomevents.com. Well, there's where that. Thank you. I'll help you out with that.
Fantastic. All right, honey. Fly safe. Can't wait to see you tomorrow night. Thanks for being.
Can't wait to see you all tomorrow night. It's going to be a great, great show.
I have one more question for you. Did you ever know that you're my hero?
Yeah. Oh, thank you. You were the trash beneath my sink.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, John.
Hey, and listen, Stephanie, I say this with all the love in my heart. Watch Page 6 TV tonight. In select markets near you.
I certainly will, John. And I love you, and I'll see you tomorrow.